Mom.
Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families.
Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you,
Mommy.
We're your hosts, Kristen and Becca, and this podcast is all about you, Mom.
So in this podcast, we're bringing information to all of you fellow moms to help us better take care of ourselves, show up, widen our window of tolerance, have more bandwidth, and also bringing information in real time that we're learning and applying that not only helps ourselves, but also helps the closest relationships around us, and thinking specifically to our significant other, to our kids. And so we are going to be talking about today the love hormone and how this approach that Becca's going to bring up is going to have a big impact on the bonding, the connection with your spouse and with your kids, and might get a little juicy as you hear how Becca's applying it in real time. So Becca, tell us about what you discovered and what you've been doing.
Oh my God. The way you said the love hormone, I'm like, it's not that kind of podcast. But maybe this episode. Okay. So I am scrolling on Instagram Reels and I find this reel that says that your hugs and your kisses to your, you know, your spouse or your children are not serving you in the way you think unless they last, here you go, a 20-second hug or a 6-second kiss. Because anything lower than that threshold does not release oxytocin. This is the love hormone.
Ooh, la la.
Or just plain old bonding hormone that Kristen was talking about. I'm sure you've all heard of it, oxytocin. And so I'm like, oh, I like this. I can grasp on to this. 20-second hug, 6-second kiss. Anything below that, you know, is nice or whatever, but it's not like serving me that, you know, pet
on
goodbye.
A deeper level.
Yeah, like, can I get more out of this? That I'm all about maximizing things. If I'm gonna like give you a kiss or a hug, like, let's make it worth it. I can't believe.
So the next time you see Becca in person, gear up for a 20-second hug coming your way.
Oh my gosh. Yes, exactly. You'll know why. At least you'll be like, okay, I'm getting this. This is okay.
She really wants to connect with me.
Yes. She cares about me. Okay, so I see this and I'm on board immediately. And so then I tell my husband, we're doing this.
He's on board immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. Yeah, get to kiss more than 6 seconds. Okay. So, but it is that, like, oftentimes, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one, but you've been married for a while. I think, how long have we been married now? Like 9 years.
Yeah.
And going on 9 years. Yeah.
Don't worry
Doesn't
about
matter.
That. That's not the part of the podcast.
That's not the part. You get into, like, routine that's not necessarily deeply feeling. So you're like, hustle, bustle, here's a kiss, goodbye. Or goodnight, kiss, goodnight. Like, you just slip into these, like, are we, you know, these routines that don't look like how it looks in the books I'm reading.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
Oh, tell us about the books you're reading. That's for another time.
Yeah. Okay. We'd have to bleep some stuff out. Anyways, all that to say that here I am doing just these brief kisses goodbye. And so to step up my game to like a 6-second kiss.
Oh, dang.
So we implement it. This has been now a little over the week that we've been doing it. And like I was saying, I was expecting it to be like seamless. Like we would just grab each other and embrace. And, you know, nothing else would exist around us for 6 seconds. And it was...
Not
you can
that.
Imagine. It's very awkward.
It wasn't the romance novel that you were imagining?
You know, not quite. We might be getting there. But it's like, okay, we're going to kiss for 6 seconds. 6 seconds is like, do we make out? Is there tongue? Is it just a prolonged peck?
Are you hugging, embracing? Are your eyes closed?
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of components. There's a lot to consider. So I say this because I hope that you implement this after we go into why it's important a little bit more. But no, maybe for you it will be like seamless. Please tell me. Please report back. But for me, the 6-second kiss has been a little rocky, but fun. We see each other and it's like, okay, give me my oxytocin. And I'll like raise my eyebrows up. And it's been really great. And then the 20-second hug, I've really been using mostly for my kids.
Yeah.
Being really intentional about that embrace and prolonging it. Mm-hmm. Not just like the quick in the grind, I'm hugging you, okay, let's go. But like, I'm really hugging. You can like feel your bodies like co-regulate and breathe and relax.
And I love hearing all of this because what we bring on this podcast are these simple, tangible, applicable tips. If you've listened to past episodes, we talk about the giant cucumber. We talk about the frozen lizard. We talk about don't shoot on yourself. All of these little things that we hope that you take and it becomes this thing at the forefront of your mind where you take action on, because it really can make a significant difference. There's science, there's research behind the 6-second kiss, the 20-second hug. And as you're talking about the hugs, I like remember the specific time with my kids. Like each one of them has had this experience where they're dysregulated. They're, you know, losing it and they don't know how to self-regulate themselves, or they're not going there because they're so irrational. And I have taken time where I've just put all my stuff aside and I've just gone, and instead of saying anything, I've just embraced them in a hug. And it's so interesting because they'll be like heavily sobbing. And then all of a sudden, you know, 10 seconds into the hug, all of a sudden they go, and their body just calms and you can physically feel it and you can hear them do that. And so it just goes to show the value of that. But the thing that I miss is that I do that when they're in the midst of that dysregulation, and it's not just something I do on a regular basis to promote that bonding and that love and that just being present in the moment of mom sees you, mom's here with you, mom loves you, which I think is so powerful.
I love you sharing that. First of all, that noise of like the release, uh-huh, and like you feel it too. But yeah, that like, let's do this all the time, not just in crisis mode, not just when we feel like they need it most, but just make it a regular habit, yeah, something that we pour into our children, pour into our spouses, pour into our friends who we want to have 20-second hugs with.
Yeah.
And just make it a regular thing and like get your oxytocin because you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the oxytocin is going to lower your stress. It's going to reduce cortisol. It has physical, emotional benefits to release it. And so we're coming here because it's like, we know this. I know that hugging my kids is a good thing and hugging them for a longer period of time is beneficial. I know that kisses are, you know, great, right? Who doesn't like kissing? But to have, like Kristen said, this phrase or this thing to sort of pin it to and be like, okay, 20-second hug, 6-second kiss. This is something that's going to be on the forefront of my mind, and so I can really take action towards integrating it into my life.
Yeah, and I think what you did, getting your spouse on board. So instead of you just going and surprising him, I'm like, what the heck are you doing? I'm like telling him about this. And for you two to be able to be intentional with taking action on that, because I can imagine, you know, you're a week in, and it might still feel awkward. But I'd imagine it's going to start shifting the way that you guys see each other, the way that you interact, the way that you bond moving forward, which can be really powerful. And I'm curious, you know, as you do this longer, and I will implement it myself, of the impact that it does make. Because the thing that I have found for myself, I can show up, I can take care of myself through a workout, through my nutrition, through my personal development. But then the people that I love most around me, my spouse and my kids, like I want to be proactively doing things that bond us, that bring us closer together, that help us move forward. And so we've talked about communication before. We've talked about not setting unrealistic expectations, but to have something that's so simple like this of, I can just think in the morning before my husband leaves for work, 6-second kiss. I can think before my kids leave for school or when they first wake up in the morning. I think that could really set the stage.
Yes.
They wake up and instead of being like, come on, you got to get dressed, you got to eat breakfast, you got to get ready for school, of just embracing and creating that bond right there from the get-go to like set them up for success moving forward. I'm getting excited about this.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear how you present it to Kyle and how it goes for you guys and for the kids. And I also was going to say, like, my kids have noticed, not just me hugging them longer, right? Like, they're like, what are you doing, Mom? But also, when I kiss my husband and it's 6 seconds, they're like, ew, or, you know, like, or actually what they do most often is want to join us.
Yeah.
Like, when they see us embrace, they're like, oh, we're coming over to hug too, or yeah, something like that. So I've noticed this ripple effect already. And like I said, it's been like a week.
Yeah.
And so we will continue to report back, and we hope that you take this 20-second hug, 6-second kiss, and bring it into your life and make these simple efforts that end up having a big impact on your life.
And if you do this, make sure you go over to More Than Meets the Mom on Instagram and tag us. Share a picture of you and your kids embracing, or send us a message and let us know how it's going for you.
We're going to end this with a 20-second hug.
Okay, ready?
Wait, are you setting a timer?
I'm counting in my head. Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't start, so you tell me. We're really doing it, guys.
We're at
so
10.
You know how long 10 seconds is. 20 seconds.
Are you guys still here? Because we're still hugging. And there you go.
There you go.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you,
Mommy.